we're holding a Tzimish in Aleph about the Tzimish of Zion, but we said we're going to see the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha gives a Hakdama to the rest of the Siman. So the Siman deals with what type of items you're allowed to carry, where on Shabbos, what's considered something which is considered bottle to the body and it's not considered carrying, what's considered that you're carrying. So what are the issues? So some of the halachas are discussed in Siman Shin Gimel. The halachas of Tachshitim in general are dealt with in Siman Shin Gimel. So the Klali Dinei Hutzah, which are derived from the Siman Shin Aleph and Siman Shin Gimel, whose are the following. The Dabrashenu Malbush Ola Tachshit, something which is not considered a halachically considered an item of clothing or a Tachshit, is Mikri Masui, has the status of a Masui. And it's also for a person in a Torah to carry this item out, to carry or to wear this item. If halachically it's not considered a malbish, even though quote unquote he's wearing it, but halacha does not recognize that as a valid form of wearing, so it's considered a chutzah. Who made it chayv koris v'shagah chatas. So a person would be chayiv. It's a chilul Shabbos deraisa. But the b'hayno im chutzio isa kederach shehutzei saw v'cho. But there's a tonight like a Shabbos, by any other, although there's a din of that a person does it in a way which is considered a shinui, not the normal way, he's not chayiv. Therefore, v'main derech chutzos l'kach b'chol mikri chutzos kalach yad u'potter avolosim in rabbanon. Now, v'darav shu malbush atachshit mutter min atarav, something which is a malbush or atachshit, which we're going to have to define what are the criteria to make something a malbush or atachshit. But something which is a malbush or tachshit is mutter min haterum. El sheyesh kama devarim mashos to chazal. But there are certain things that even though midaraisa they're mutter to wear, because they're considered a malbush or a tachshit and they're bottled to the body, and they're considered that you're not carrying it, but it's as it were enhancing you. Chazal asked certain things. Now, what were the concerns? Yesh mehem sheos. There are certain things which chazal asked. There is so such nice chashuva things, you might take them off and show them to people, and then we're afraid that while they're in your hand, a person might carry them. So if a person, the woman is wearing a very fancy type of piece of jewelry, she might take it off to show to her friends. So there's a question whether it applies to men or this concern applies to women. The concern is that they're loose. They might fall off. Mm-hmm. By itself, you'll carry them a few dollars before you put them back on. Some things they look strange. People will laugh at you. The person will take it off. He'll carry it. That people will look like you're carrying a masri. The concern now is a question of tefillah. That these things are chetzitza, because she and Dilma misrami lo tefila shel mitzvah, she has a need to go to the mikvah. She'll take these things off because they're a chetzitza, and then again before she puts them back on, she might end up carrying them dalat amos. She also tzricha l'hatzira me'aleo, but Dilma also l'suye asya Dilma also achakach l'suye. Okay. Furthermore, v'holdorim she'enam asuyim l'mal b'shgomer rak l'tzule tinif. The main purpose is to protect a person protect an item from dirt. She's covering over her head covering, her tichel, which might be a very pretty one, with a garment on top to protect the tichel, not herself. So there to protect that. Mikri after who also had some in a gshami mikri malbush lemasu. Okay. The last point over here, but the oida afshu tachshit gomer im noise beyodim mikri masu b'derachitzor b'chayev olam. Even though it's a tachshit, but if you're carrying it, you're carrying it. It's only if you're wearing it, it doesn't become mutter. Okay, so what are the points he said over here? The first point he said is we have to define what's considered a malbush and or a tachshit and what's not. If someone is not considered a malbush or a tachshit, so then it's considered a lachli that he's carrying. And it's considered carrying it. If he does it in a normal way, he'll be chayiv on Shabbos. If he does it in a sheet with a shinui, it's kalach yad, and he's only osim rabbanim. But anything which is a malbus or a tachshit is mutter min ha'raisa. If you're wearing it as a malbus or a tachshit, if you're carrying it, it's also not. It's you're carrying it. You're carrying it. But then we said that even something which is a malbus and a tachshit is mutter min ha'raisa. So we said we have. There's certain things that a person might. We said number one, certain things a person might show off, throw them off. Certain things are loose and they might come off on their own. Certain things are worried about the person being embarrassed about and it might take them off. Certain things that the problem is an issue of chatzitza, and there's certain things which they ask because of Mara science. That's five derabbanans. Then the last point they said over here, something that's really tinnif is not considered a malbush or it's not considered a malbush. It's not a malbush. It's not a tachshit. So that's considered carrying. So the rabbanans he mentioned over here were five rabbanans, and he mentioned these certain cases where you three possible derises. The three possible derises are because it's not a malbush or a tachshit. It even if it's a malbush or a tachshit, if you're carrying it and you're not wearing it, you're carrying it. And something which you're wearing, but you're wearing it only to protect your clothing, not yourself, but your clothing from getting dirty. That's not considered a malbish, and therefore it loses its status of a malbish, and then you have a problem of your carrying on Shabbos. What interesting is that we would expect the Shulchan Aruch to give us a very clear definition of what defines what's considered a malbish and what's considered a tachshit. The Shulchan Aruch does not do that. And Shabur is not so much better in that either. Well, let's see. Okay, Siv Zion. Kol yotze b'dover sheno tachshit. Person goes outside. Something that's not a tachshit. Veno derech malbish. Or is that considered something which a person is wearing? V'hotzioi k'derech shavigilam l'hotzioi yotze dover. But he carries it. He takes it out in the way where people normally do that. So therefore, chayiv. A person would do that on the tereshit. So ramit b'chayiv. Number one, or even if it is a tachshit, but if it's loose, she'efter loy bekal lipol, it can come off easily. Also, lotes boy, it's also to go out wearing it because we're afraid it might become loose and fall off, and then he'll pick it up and carry it for Dalai Lama's before he realizes, before he puts it back up, or she puts it back up. But the miyotza is potter. If a person is wearing something which is roughly, since it's still a tachshit, as long as it didn't actually fall off when you carry it, the wearing it is only midrabbanan. Certain things a woman wants to show off with, so a person can't go out with these things with the derech is to take them off to show them. Okay, some of these things, not only do they ask Mishnah Surabim, which is logical, but they ask it even in the chutzur or the even in the chutzur or the bias, because the normal thing, once you're wearing them, you might end up going out wearing them. Okay. Helkach, lo yetze ish, lo b'sayif, lo b'kashis, lo b'tris, which is a mogen. A person can't go out with a sword, with a bow, with a shield. All is a mace, remach is a spear. These are not considered tachshitim. These things, a person we go out with these things, he's chayiv chatos. Will be sirion, not with a mail. Will be kasta, which is the helmet, perish kibosh al barzel. Will be magifim, magifayim, perish al balosh al barzel, which is like a gauntlet the person would wear on the legs to protect his legs. It's like a male sack. v'imyotze potter shem derech malbush, they're considered, they are a form of malbush, so they're not going to be in the raisa. The reason why they're also, Mishabur says, so what's the problem? If they're considered a malbush, what's the problem? Is that this is a marasayan, he looks like he's going out to war on Shabbos, which, unless that's something which is, you know, would be a situation that comes to voshes, he shouldn't be doing that. Well, he has to be tefillin. A person can't go out wearing tefillin. So we pass in that even if Shabbos is not considered as man tefillin, which is the machloek is whether Shabbos is man tefillin derais or not, but it's considered derech malbush to wear tefillin because it's something which the people, they used to wear it all the time. So it's a form, it's considered wearing. So really it would not be the raisa. But the problem is, when they should sorak lasirim, because she comes to basic kisei, but he must take them off. It seems he's not wearing the shemitzah. He needs to transport them from place A to place B. So he said, great idea, I'll just wear them there. He can't, because he has to use the bathroom. He has to take them off. And we're afraid once he takes them off, he might end up carrying them to Dalai Lama before he puts them back on. Lo yitzeh katan b'minul gadol. A small person that cannot go out. We're going to cut, doesn't mean an age, it means in size. Okay, in a shoe which is too large for him, then what nofel, because it might fall off, vasel asuyeh, he'll carry it. But he could go out with a large shirt, because even if it's too large for him, he's not going to take it off in the street. It's not going to fall off on his own. Well, yet, in the middle, echod, person can't go out wearing only one shoe. Unless he has a clear, distinct makah, which is that makes it obvious why he's only wearing one shoe. Because he's only wearing one shoe and he has no makah, people are going to laugh at him, like, you know, why are you only wearing one shoe? So he'll take it off because he's embarrassed and he'll carry it. So if he has a makah on one foot, he can go out wearing a shoe on the other foot. Because it's obvious why he's only wearing a shoe on one foot, because the other foot has a mark on it. So then the people won't laugh at him, and there's no reason why he should take off the shoe. Now, the Mishabura or the Bir Lach is going to grapple with this. There's two pshatim in the Gemara. Where's the minnow? Is it on the foot which has the mark, or is it on the foot which doesn't have the mark? So the Mishabura comes out, since it's a machloek, because each one holds the other one as aser. So you should be better in machmor not to do either one. Okay. So the Shavura, Tezayan, Sukkot and Tezayan. Kol Yertzei, I never loch much excel the Ksas Psycha, the Simon Zev, the Simon Shin Gimel. So we saw the Vira Loch, which he gives introduction. Fine, Yudzayan. Vira Derech Malbish. The Ilu Hotzioi Derech Malbish. Hare Loi Hotzioi Kedera Kolam Matsim. Shalom Boitzi Dabra Shedot Takshet Loi Matsino Sobi Yadayim Alab Derech Malbish. So something which is not a tachshit, and he's not wearing it, and he takes it out the normal way, so he's going to be chayiv. Because if you take it out, if it's not a tachshit, you usually don't wear it. So if you'd wear it, it ends up, almost by definition, it's not considered a derech, you're not doing a derech chitzah. We'll see there are some exceptions as we go along. There's certain things, which certain like people which are working, so they might carry certain things, you know, a person with a tailor might put pins in his lapel. They have pins available. So they're not attachments, but they're derech malbush. He's wearing them, as it were, but they're definitely we might, you know, is that considered derech chitzah or not? Since people which are tailors wear it like that, does it make a derech chitzah? Is that enough to make a derech chitzah? We'll see that in the next siffin. Okay. He takes it out the normal way, then he's chayiv. Whenever we use the phrase in Hilchos Shabbos chayiv, that means he must have been made. It's chayiv chorus, which means he forgot either that it's Shabbos or that this action is also to do. It's chayiv katas. So then the Shin Lamadala deals with how do you get a kapara for a shagig bismanazet? What do you do to get a kapara for that? Now, but he's saying over here, that's so the person is aware that he's doing it, He's doing it intentionally. He's not aware that it's aser. He believes that it's mutter, because either it's because not Shabbos, he forgot that it's Shabbos, or he believes that this action is mutter. But the person forgot that he has the item there. And he takes it out unaware that he's doing it. So that person will not be chayiv for why the lechem mashavas as a Torah. The hanoshim mitziyoy bekavana. Person has to know, be aware of what he's doing. Has to have intent to do what he's doing. Elashena yodeya shayom shabbos or shemalachos zuvasur. He's not aware that it's osur, but he has intent to do the action. But this situation where he forgot that it's there, it's not called doing it with intent, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv. So in Shema Mizayin, he deals with, do we define Rishas Rabban? Is the requirement of 16 amos wide? It has to be straight. Does it have to be, it's made for Hilucha Rabban, and do you need 600,000 people traveling there? That's what he's sending you over to there to see that definition. Now there's a gra which says that in a case where a person normally has these items on himself and then he forgot that they're there and he went out not being aware that they're there, but he could have checked, and he should have checked before he did it, he seems to grapple that might have a dinim alechas moshevus. Because that's part of the shogeg of Shabbos. You know, you have the responsibility. In other words, now that we have this halacha that you're supposed to check, Shabbos, what is this halacha? You have to check your begot. You have to check before. Why do you have to check? Memona Shabbos. Right? If you go out on Shabbos, you don't realize it's there. You're not doing an aveira. So, like, why check? Just don't check. Not be aware of what's there. B'chlal, in other words, I think we discussed this once. This misasek, which means a person doing a malacha without intent, or a person doing an aveir without any intent at all, it's just occurring, as it were. He's not being oisek in the aveir; he's being misasek in the aveir. The aveir is occurring, as opposed to him being oisek in the aveir. What is that called? Is that called? The Gemara says clearly that the person does that; he's not chayav a korban katas. Does that mean it's not an aveir at all, or means it's an aveir but it's not chayav a korban katas? So there's a machlokes between the Makar Chaim, which is the Nesibis has a sefer on Hilchos Pesach called Makar Chaim. So the Makar Chaim, he says it's not an aveira at all. The Kevegger says it's an aveira, just it's a p'tur machi of chatas. So one of the questions which the Makar Brisker says, so let's say the Erev is down the Shabbos, and a person's walking carrying something. So he has no idea that the Erev is down. So maybe you shouldn't tell him. Because right now he's not doing, if he holds misasik is nothing, so he's not doing anything. He's not, as far as he's concerned, he's not doing an aver. But the reality is he's not being oisik in an aver, but the aver is occurring. He's being misasik in an aver. But maybe that's considered nothing. You should just don't say anything. If you hold that that's called an aver, then you should try and stop him. So, but going back to that question, why you have to check your begotim? This din over there in the prison, the check is begotim erev Shabbos. So the girl says, apparently, if it's normal to have things in your pocket, so the fact that you forgot that you have in your pocket, but if it's normal to have there, maybe that's called more than just a misasik. You're aware. I mean, if there's some level of a, as it were, an awareness in the back of your head that I normally have things in my pocket, so I'm carrying. So that's the question. Whereas Mr. Berger seems like they were postured. Without getting involved in that, he shachis the red slave with tzir b'shargeg en chayiv. Okay, something which can fall off easily is also lost. His but the man nafel basir also less yini dalaram shesaram because it might fall off. Once it falls off, he might pick it up and carry it dalaram before he puts it back on. Something which is normal to take off to show to the people. Again, she'll take it off to show to her friend. And once she does that, when she puts it back on, before she might end up walking Dalai Lama's carrying it before she puts it back on. Lebesayev, he can't go out with a sword. Not only is the problem going out carrying the sword, it's a problem of wearing the sword. So it's girded to his loins. That's normal to wear it like that. So that's mamash itzav. It's like it's a mace. It has a stick with a round head at the top. It's a male garment. So those things are potter because of derech malbush, shame derech malbush. So was it aser? So I mentioned to you, like, so what's the problem? So the problem is marasayin. Okay.
Now, I don't understand derech malbush. If I'm carrying a tool belt with tools in it, is that also called derech malbush just because I wear it on my back?
So we're going to see. Do we say if most workers wear it like that, so that now become derech malbush for other people as well? That's what we're going to see in the upcoming sifim. But specifically by the case of the gibor with the sword, the more I use the lashon of a pasuk, but in the case that was chagor chaber chal yorech, so that was the normal way to wear it. So that's considered. It's even more than just the derech of certain people. That's the pasuk describes. That's how you wear it.
And I put my handkerchief in my pocket. Isn't that also how people carry their handkerchief? Well, isn't that derech malbush? I don't understand where the limit is at all.
I
heard that, but I'm still trying to.
So that we'll have to see as we go along. Okay. So once it's marasayan problem, that's also you can't even wear it inside. Forget about outside. Well, yes, with tefillin, so because he has to personally take it off when he goes to basic kisei. Now, ma'ashma the baser and isul hanich tefillin. It sounds like over here that there's no issue to wear tefillin at home. So if you hold Shabbos Lazman Tefillin Hu, which is how we pass it over there, so that it comes out a person will put on Tefillin on Shabbos the Shem Mitzvah, he's being over this with Bal Tosef. The Torah says there's no Mitzvah on Shabbos. I say, yeah, there is a Mitzvah to put on Tefillin on Shabbos. So you're adding out the Baruch Hu's Mitzvahs. So you put on the Shem Mitzvah that over there, you have a problem with this with Bal Tosef. But if you put on not a shame mitzvah, whatever reason, you want to carry it around, you want to protect it, whatever it is, so that's not a problem. You're not doing the shame mitzvah, so it's not a problem about toysev. And therefore, bebesoy, it sounds like over here that's mutter, it's only us to wear it, because you might take it off when you go to basic kisei. Shitzarich, you need to remove it before you get for the basic kisei. V'hanu dilma osila asiyinu dalaramis, you're afraid you might end up carrying dalaramis before you put it back on. Masha the v'lav haytimer, lo hoya osir losis behem. Av the kaimel on the Shabbos loves man tefillin. So now, I just told you in the last sif Shabbos loves man tefillin. So why is the only problem because you might take it off? Bats and wearing it should be a problem. So no, nei shehem derech malbush. We consider wearing tefillin in real Shabbos loves man tefillin. But the way this is the tefillin is something that you wear. It's considered derech. You're wearing it. It's like wearing a garment. So the problem isn't the of the wearing it. The problem is if you carry it, you have a problem. He grapples with the muksa issue. What's the status of the tefillin in regards to muksa? What is their status? So there are three opinions in regards to the tefillin. One opinion is that the tefillin is not muksa at all. One opinion that it gets the status of a klishim lat al yisur. One, because if you hold Shabbos on tefillin, you shouldn't be putting tefillin on. One opinion holds it's muksa. Fine. The katan minul gadol, a small person should not go out in a large shoe. Hano adam shu katan b'minul shu gadol. We're not talking about a child; we're talking about an adult who's small going out wearing a shoe which is too large. And then we dealt with the case of a person who has a makkah. He can go out wearing the shoe on the other foot. They're not going to laugh at him. The other, the people realize she efshaloi lino haminal bara regal shapoy hamaka the makosu machacha zalom. So he can't wear a shoe on the other foot because he has a maka. So since it's obvious to people why he's not wearing it, people are not going to laugh. So the Bir Lochav here says that's the opinion up here, Bar Rav over there. But Rav Huna says Shama Yipka the Nafik Dafka Ba Isir Ma Sheish Ba Maka. So fine. Now who do we pass on like? Because in the more here by Rav and Rav Huna. Are you supposed to wear this hat over here? Is he can wear the shoe on the foot which has the maka like Rav Huna, or the other foot like Rav Chiya Bar Rav? Das Machaber Das Ben Chananel Rav Ram of Arosh Pesuk Chiya Bar Rav Al Rasov Chuvas Maram Pesuk Rav Huna. Maybe Beli Rav B'Shem Al B'Shiyam to Mechana Grob if you're Riley to Reim Yerusham. Well, okay, and his kimo harbach rahim. Bach taz al yirab madani yontiv. The nochal lahak v'shalotz is loyelam b'middle echa l'afil yesh b'lo barak b'maka ben alois is rego ben rego alcheres. Mutu yet ledach yoke k'shenu yoke lino shneihem. Okay. So they pass, and really you should be machmer because according to each sheet, the other one's usher. So according to one, if you paskin like Rav Chiya Bar Rav, you're allowed to wear the shoe on the non-maka foot, not on the maka foot. According to Rav Huna, those are passing like him, you're only allowed to wear the shoe on the maka foot. So the Chari Shemachar both ways. Rav Shiyesh, Mokhrim Shalalel, Yochid B'Shabbos, Kanchi Efshal Deim Yenachar Mutzer, if he's better not to go barefoot, well, you have another option, Mikomokim. And the Didan, Shein Lona, Rishis Rav, Gimur, the Das Harbor Paiskim, so what is the status nowadays? So the assumption of the Magen Avraham and the Taz is that nowadays you don't have Rishus Rabbim. In other words, you pass them like the Shita, you need 600,000 people, and that really doesn't happen. So we don't really have Rishus Rabbim as much as that. That's the Magen Avraham and the Taz. In the Shulchan Aruch, there seems to be there's a discussion what his sheet is. So it's like to Mr. Bura that we have a Pesach in the Mechaber in many places like that, and there's older abundance because we're afraid maybe there might be Mechachal loin. So this case, they're not going to be Mechachal, but say okay, what was the case? They're not going to be Mechachal, but even we also, it's not also bad, it's only also because it's Mechachal. So we should ask her, the person needs it. So he says, you don't have to be machmer, because we're not even clear that there's an Isser B'Klal. Because if it's not Rishon Zerah, it's like a Karmelis. If it's a Karmelis, it could be they didn't ask her. So that much I'm going to make. Now, the Mishnah Berurah himself later on, in Simon Shimon Hey, is machmer, like the Shita that we do have Rishon Zerah as Man Hazeh. He doesn't want to be Mako. But you see from him that over here, that's talking about when you're dealing with you know, Chashashas of the Rises. First of all, so according to the Yerushalayim, the Rambam's man is that there's no requirement of 600,000. So the street is Rishon Zerah. So a person can't use it, can't make an Erev. You can't rely on an Erev. You're carrying the Rises. Mr. World, you should not be making, should not rely on an Erev. Because you're dealing with, it's a suffix of the Rises. But this is in the Rabbanan, he wasn't mad. Okay. Siv Zion. Excuse me, Siv Ches. Well, Yetzi Abimachas Hatchuvala Bibigdoi. Person should not go out wearing with a pin stuck into his baggage. A Bain Benakuva, whether it's a sewing needle which has an eye. Bain Chain Benakuva, whether it's a needle which doesn't have, it's a pin which doesn't have an eye. It's a pin, not a needle. Okay, Mimyotza Benakuva, a person goes out with a needle which is Nakuva, it has an eye, which means it's a needle, so it's not for any type of tachshon at all. On the other hand, it is normal for a person to have needles, a person who's working sometimes with a sewing, they'll put a needle there. It's Chayiv. Okay. Sif katan lamed. Well, yeah, it's sif said Mara Philip Stam Adam Shano Uman. Rather come and sit in Sipi base. So we'll see how the status of an Uman plays out over here. But this is some of an average person. The big dog. It shouldn't happen in the Kuba big dog. Abi Hotsia Biyadu Chai Bacholinian, Hoisho Isha, and the Kuba Shane in the Kuba. If you're carrying it, you're carrying it. Okay, so you should not go out whether this pen has an eye or not. The machat loy havi takshit leish b'chol gavni chen yesh yisur l'chol yama. So it's not a takshit. So the definitely can be yosur. Now if he goes out, okay, ben akuba chayiv shilu the day azu the beish dinu kama beisha. Come on, and Simon Shin Gimel Sif Tes. So the first opinion holds like this: the Nakuva Habiderech saw the Prokim because she Tchuba Bigdo. Just like by a woman, it's normal sometimes to have a needle stuck into your garment. Okay. Mamadal, come on, and Simon Sivir Beis. Mavur Dafilu Bo'uman Potter Mavur Sham Mishabura. Now we see the same way later on that not only is it Potter by a non-woman, but even by an woman, it's Potter wearing a needle. And now we're saying it's Chayiv. So I'll talk about that later on. Rach, can you shut the door? Okay. Whatever. Alvein the Kuvas Potter. The Lav there Chitzahi Lahoitzi Kishahu Tachuv Bigdoy Kim Biyodi. But the pins which aren't in the Kuva, they weren't really used as much. And the only derech was to take it out was biyode. Okay, that's the first opinion. Now, mashakotzu v'yesharim behepuch. Some say the opposite. Time alom the sirle the beish machat nakuba lav derech itzahi. So the current opinion which holds potter. So we'll see different than we say in Shin Gimel that a woman is chayiv. That's by a woman, but by a man, it's not common for him to go out with a needle. Kishitchuba bevigdoi, sheganai huloi. So because he's not it would be somewhat insulting to him. Shemar lo b'shu chayiv. Let's say he's a tailor. No, it wasn't insulting me a tailor, but that's what let me say. Okay. Al ve'ena nakuva. But a pin which doesn't have an eye, so it's not for sewing. Derech leprokim af b'chol kishemoytzer b'shuk lotu litzchayv bebigdoy k'sheish loytzarach lachis b'shinov chiyeh gavla. You might use a pin for something else, so people will carry it. Okay, so that's the second opinion. Why am I going to rosh hamasa the kol if he has man im darkan lotzis kach b'chol? It really depends on the society that you're in. Well, have we tachshit? Have we derech itzos to bekach? If it's normal to, if it's not enhancing the person's in any way, A. B. It is normal to do that to take it out like that during the weekdays. Therefore, it's called derech itzos nischay. We main derech itzos to bekach b'chol. Potter v'loser. Shem deino tachshit. We don't define it by this specific place, we define it by the society in general. That's the Gemara. Gemara talks about the Ansi Hutzel that they used to go out carrying baskets on their heads. And the Gemara said that Ansi Hutzel down the baskets on the heads. The Mora says originally the Mora wants to say that they be chayv because for them it's considered derech. So the Mora says no, the Boladite is a kolodim. Since in most places in the world they don't carry baskets on their heads, it's considered not considered derech chutzah. Okay. Fine. Okay, now, I want to see over here two things. I want to see over here, what time is it? Okay. I want to see a Bir Halacha, and I want to see a Sharat Tzion. Let's do the Bir Halacha first. So Bir Halacha is B'she'en and the Kuva Potter. Using this pin to hold parts of the garment together. So is that mutter? If it's holding together I think it was part of like the way she her garment together. Yeah, bikishurim was the thing she ties her garment together with. Now becomes bottle to the it's part of the wearing. Here as well. So what's the sadnat? Bulam the day of shnia the sila the beish chayiv bein in the kuva. Maybe we can't say it kula. Why? The shom shani the beisha shani ben in the kuba the kuliyama potter. We said by a woman, a pen which is not the kuba is not chayiv. Therefore, we're makel when it's the tzarek levisha. Over here, when the man is chayiv, so be makel because it's tzarek levisha. I'm not sure. But by a woman, if she would use a needle, it's not a pin, which even if she used it to hold the bag together, we would not be makel, because since it's that's hatsod deraisa, we're not makel. The reason why you're machmer by a case of an isha with a needle is not because, since it's a deraisa, you're not makel in tzarek l'bisha, because the answer is not really tzarek l'bisha, because it doesn't really hold well. Mashenken up here, where it does hold well, you could be makel even though it's a deraisa. The tzarek l'bisha. So Mishabur Biblibes, the Bir Halacha remains of the Sarkin on that. Okay, now so let's just take a look over here. Sharatzian and Chavches. We said over here that the Be'i Shamach and the Kuba Ladar Chitzah, because it's a Kanai. Okay, because people say it's a Chayit. But feeling who Chayit, so that's, but what if he is a tailor? Okay. The Ram, the Pazim Machaber Kosei B'Sevi Beit, the Potter, Yosef Tchuba Migdoy. The Ram, who Enu Yotze Ba B'Chol, Kim Kasher Halach Lamin Malkam Shem Yotze Leidiyoy, Shukhayit. Somebody said, you want to publicize, you know, your tailor available for hire. So, this is a good way to publicize it. B'Chol Shem Halach Lamin Malkam Kizeh. And Rosh Tiyam Amachat Tchuba Migdoy, Shiyed B'Chol Shukhayit. He's not interested in publicizing. He'd rather not publicize it. So that's so even for him it's going to be considered now. Therefore that's not considered derech chitzah in your potter. Okay. But a woman, it's not, she's not embarrassed. Again, I don't know what was the embarrassment of being a chayit, but apparently there was some element involved in being embarrassed to be a chayit. So that's why, fine. Okay, let's hold it here. So holding by Siftes. Thanks.